The 2010 earthquake in Haiti left the country's buildings, its entire economy, in ruins. The dire situation forced about 60,000 Haitians to seek and find refuge here in the U.S. That refuge? Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. It's allowed those Haitians a chance to be here, get work permits, and send remittances back home to help Haiti rebuild. Some have children who are now U.S. citizens. But as the TPS name says, it's always been temporary. And yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security announced it will terminate TPS for Haitians, which means that now the 60,000 Haitians have only 18 months to leave the U.S. The World's Kenya Downs has been looking into this. So how exactly are Haitians affected by the end of TPS, Kenya?
Because of the end of TPS, Haitians will have until July 22nd, 2019 to essentially pack up their lives, many of whom have been here for more than 10 years and before the earthquake even hit. And so it's going to be a complete uprooting of a life they've built here in the U.S.
So the Trump administration says that in coming to this decision, they determined Haiti has made significant progress in recovering from the earthquake. What do the policy experts say about the situation in Haiti? Would they agree?
Well, many disagree. In fact, Haiti has had quite a few setbacks since the earthquake itself, including a cholera outbreak when UN workers from Nepal brought the virus onto the island and it killed thousands. There were subsequent hurricanes that destroyed the island and much of its agriculture on top of the infrastructure that was demolished in the earthquake. So Haitians have come a long way, but much of the political instability has existed before the earthquake even hit. So it's actually quite dangerous for many of the Haitians who are here in the United States to return.
Right. Not everyone who came to the U.S. came because of the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, right? I mean, there are Haitians who have been here much longer.
Yes, absolutely. Haitians who were already in the country, whether on a temporary visa or undocumented, were able to apply for TPS as well. So some of the 60,000 affected are folks who've been here for decades and generally have deep roots in their communities. Many are actually business owners. In fact, I spoke with Ronnie Pentio. He's a nurse practitioner in Miami Gardens, Florida, and he's been here for over 18 years. He and his wife are both TPS recipients after unsuccessfully seeking asylum, and his two children are American born. Now, obviously, they're devastated and worried.
I don't have a job in Haiti. I don't have a house. I don't have anything. And I left the country for since 1999. If they're going to deport, they're going to deport the family, the parents. So it's a difficult situation. What can I do? Leave the kids here?
Yeah, that is a serious dilemma. How are other Haitian immigrants responding to the end of TPS, Kenya?
Well, even though it's generally perceived among Haitian communities that President Trump had a more antagonistic approach to immigration than his predecessor, many were still shocked. Trump had a small amount of support among Haitians in South Florida because he specifically campaigned to them there by visiting Miami's Little Haiti community and openly criticizing his opponent, former Secretary Hillary Clinton, who is very unfavorable among Haitians because of the many controversies between the Clinton Foundation and its post-earthquake relief efforts in Haiti. So there's a sense of feeling betrayed and deceived. But mainly there's a chilling effect among the Haitian community about what happens next, and even among other Caribbean nations, because there have been quite a few natural disasters in the Caribbean islands that could make countries like Antigua and Barbuda or Dominica eligible for TPS in the future.
So what happens after the deadline hits in July 2019?
Well, these immigrants, if they do remain in the U.S., will become undocumented and therefore eligible for detention or deportation. And many of these people have American-born children, like we mentioned. And when I spoke with Ronnie's 10-year-old daughter, Ronde Christina, it was already creating a deep anxiety among them.
Well, my father would be deported and I'd be very sad because who's going to take care of me? They are hardworking people and they don't deserve to go. A lot of kids have never been to Haiti before, or wherever they were from, wherever their parents were from. This is all I know.
So it's up to Congress now to pass legislation that could permanently resolve their status, whether that be permanent residency or some form of visa that would especially apply to them.
And how likely is some kind of relief going to be from Congress?
Well, last week, a bipartisan bill was introduced that would possibly allow those who've been here at least 5 years to apply for permanent residency, as well as create a different type of temporary status that provides more protections. A vote prior to the TPS expiration date will be critical as other nations in vulnerable Latin American countries see their TPS status as subject to termination. There doesn't seem to be much optimism among the Haitian immigrants in the South Florida area, but there is some sense that the advocacy that we're seeing from Haitian and other immigrant groups on the Hill could have some impact in legislation being passed before the deadline.
The World's Kenya Downs, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.